Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you this evening?
Good. I'm good. Oh. Yeah, it's one of those. We're trying a new bedtime routine, and it's probably a good idea to have that stuff figured out. I don't know, before 30 minutes before bedtime.
Well, Matt, before you put us all to sleep, I want to let everybody know we are brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
And apparently, we're going right into family stories, Matt. Keep it going.
You just asked how. I mean, it's not. It didn't go well. Apparently, it was a rough day at home with the wife and kids and new bedtime routine. And we've talked about it, but we haven't really knocked down, you know, what we're actually going to do any differently. So it was, let's throw the spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks tonight. And nothing stuck. So I had every four of the five people in the house were in tears.
Oh.
And I was not.
Oh, come on. So my money wasn't going to be on you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a crier.
You seem like a crier.
I'm not a crier. I'm not.
You seem like a crier.
Well, no. Both girls. One girl lost it. I said, we're going to do a new bedtime routine. Freaked out.
Oh, boy.
And I'm the king of making it up on the spot. So I'm like, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. And my wife looked at me. I'm like, you got to give me more of a heads up than 10 minutes before, hey, we need to try a new bedtime routine. So
I'm curious, Matt.
Tomorrow night, we're going to have another new bedtime routine that has been worked on by me tonight. So it'll be good.
You know what, Matt? The best routines are just ones that you change every night, I tell you.
Yep.
I'm curious, when you cry, are you more of a blubber or are you more of like just a silent, like tears rolling down the cheeks kind of crier?
What kind of cry are we talking?
Like a blubbering cry would be like a
no, like a silent cry
would be like you're not making really noise but you're crying.
Like, okay, but are we talking like scene in a movie where you cry, or
dog
are we talking
died.
Like
dog just got hit by a car, dead.
This is gonna sound cold and heartless. I don't know if I would cry if our dog got hit by a car.
Amari Cooper just got hit by a car. Reaction.
He did this weekend by the Browns.
Well, there's no better place to start than the Browns and the Cowboys, I suppose.
Oh.
Dallas Cowboys QB Dak Prescott completed 41 of 58 passes for 502 yards, four touchdowns, and an interception in week four against your Cleveland Browns. He is the first quarterback in NFL history with at least 450 passing yards in three straight games. And
great.
He actually has the most passing yards, 1,657, in NFL history through four games. And look at all the wins that it's gotten them.
Should be zero. They're a fluke onside kick away from being 0-4. And I'm sick and tired of the fourth quarter comeback. Tired of it. Anybody that follows me on Twitter, so do the stuff that you're doing in the fourth quarter when you're down 42 points in the first three quarters, and you wouldn't be down 42 points. But they don't play soft defense against you when they're not up 28 points.
Yeah, Cowboys are trash. Speaking of the Cowboys,
they're still in first in the division. They're still going to make the playoffs. How terrible is that?
Maybe. We'll see.
They're going to make the playoffs. 8-8's good enough to get in the playoffs in the East.
Third-year tight end Dalton Schultz is having a career year.
Ooh. Do you see the guy that was on Twitter and he said, week one, J.K. Dobbins sets new career high in snaps played. Week two. Oh my gosh.
Schultz's stat line across the board, literally across the board, in his only four games this season, is greater than his first 2 years as a pro, like when you combine the two seasons.
Cool.
His stat line, if you're curious, 18 receptions on 28 targets, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's all it takes right now, I want to remind everybody, to be tight end 5 in the NFL.
This is why tight end position, you don't, unless you get one of the top ones, don't waste your time. Because Dalton Schultz before the season was on no one's radar.
It's a crazy, crazy story.
Everyone was on Blake Jarwin.
You know what I realized? I didn't tell my family story.
What's your family story, Justin? Wait,
it's not even about my family, but it's kind of a funny story. You want
to
hear it?
Don't put us to sleep. Sure.
I'm not going to put us to sleep. I'm not going to put us to sleep. So I, as everybody knows, I'm a real estate agent, kind of a big deal. And I have a client who lives out of state who is having me look at houses in my area because he wants to buy a rental. Okay, no problem. So when he wants to go see something, he sends his sister out. His sister is a little younger than me, really nice girl. We've met a couple times. And we go and we look at this house, and we're walking through, we're talking facts, you know, everything's looking good. And then we get to the bathroom. This house is nothing special. We're talking just over $100,000, which to most of our listening audience is extremely cheap. She opens up the shower curtain and she looks at the bathtub and goes, OMG, this bathtub is huge. This is the biggest bathtub I've ever seen in my life. Just going on and on about this bathtub, how big it is, how great it is. It's a normal looking tub. You and I have seen a bathtub like this like a million times. Like, it's a normal looking tub. She then proceeds to get inside of this bathtub. Okay. She's stepping inside this tub and she goes, I can't believe how big this tub is. This tub is like a 30, maybe 32 inch wide tub. It's literally nothing big. She can't believe it. I'm like, okay, this is a little weird, but I can handle it. She sits down in this tub, puts her arms up, legs up. Hold on. Don't get ahead of me.
Oh,
arms up, legs up. And she's just like, I can't believe how big this tub is. This tub is big. This is a great tub. She's like, wow.
Family show.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. And she goes, and so I like step out of the bathroom because now I'm feeling fucking like weird. It's not a family show anymore. So now I'm feeling weird. I step out and she's like, no, 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 wait, come here. Take a picture of me in the tub so we can show my brother how big this tub is. And I'm like, oh no, not happening. You know, ha ha ha. And then she, like, I'm going to do that with my phone. You know what I mean? And then she's like, oh no, 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 no. You get in the tub with me and we'll take a picture to show them. Like, that'll be how we do it.
No.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, no, lady, like, those aren't happening like at all. So I run home. I tell my wife about it and I'm like, can you imagine like how I explain that picture to literally anyone? Like, yeah, I'm just standing in some stranger's bathtub with this girl I barely know, fully clothed, mind you. Like, and it's just a picture on my phone.
Should have sent it to your wife.
Yeah, that'd have been great. It's just, I don't know. I
feel it works, dear.
The weirdest thing that ever happened. Anyways.
Oh. Hey, by the way, you're speaking about tight end fives. Yeah. What about Green Bay's tight end that just blew up this past week and is the tight end 2 on the year?
Tunyon?
Yeah.
Tunyon's probably. And Funyuns?
Probably.
Probably.
Three touchdown game, dude's tight end 2. This is why tight ends don't matter.
Hey.
They don't matter.
All lives matter, Matt. You need to know that.
Tight ends don't matter. Unless you have George Kittle or Travis Kelce, it doesn't matter.
George Kittle caught 15 of 15 targets for 183 yards and a touchdown in the Niners' Week 4 loss to the Eagles. The 49ers passing game ran through Kittle in the first game back, well, in his first game back, with from a knee sprain, I should say. Despite missing 2 full weeks of action, Kittle is now the tight end 6. Fun stuff.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a stud.
We might as well just keep it going with the tight end news. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that O.J. Howard is likely done for the season after suffering an Achilles injury. I think before we came on the show, he has been sent to the IR.
He's been placed on the IR.
Okay.
Overrated Jones.
So
done again.
This is his 4th NFL season. It's not. It's going out with a whimper. The former first round pick will be actually playing for a contract when he returns in 2021. And it's actually, I guess you should say, it's not a guarantee that he's even going to be there for training camp or be ready. Tough to see it. But in related news with the Bucks, you have Chris Godwin, Justin Watson, and LeSean McCoy are all out this week. Big Len is doubtful, and Kenyon Barner is suspended for popping PEDs.
If I could pick Scotty Miller as a renegade again, I would.
Tough week.
But I can't. Week.
Well, Rojo is going to get all the carries. Like, that's without question.
And I like my Keyshawn Rojo Vaughn. Hot take. 2 weeks now with no Big Len behind him. He's going to get some separation there.
If you're somebody that's been absolutely just hammered with injuries, I don't know. You had Saquon, McCaffrey, Leonard Lev Fournette, Bell. Something like that. Lev Bell.
I had all three of those
Vaughn
on one team.
Is somebody you can do a lot worse than Keyshawn Vaughn.
He's owned in more than 50% of leagues, though.
He should be. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
He looked good to me last week, and I don't think Rojo's anything special. I don't think he has, like, some monster day, but there's a chance that Keyshawn Vaughn, like, does something to, like, at least get you some points.
There's a guy out there that is owned in 50% of leagues that can help you at running back.
Are we going to talk about them later, or are we doing that now?
We are. I think we're going to talk about them today, but before we get to Renegades, but –
Dolphins wide receiver Preston Williams has been targeted on 11.5% of his pass routes this season. Meanwhile, Devontae Parker has been targeted on 23.2% of his pass routes, and Isaiah Ford, Matt, has posted a 20% target per route rate through 4 weeks. Now, you throw in Mike Gesicki and his 16% team target share, and Williams' profiles, I guess, is a low-volume option unless Miami pass catchers struggle with injuries at some point in 2020.
Or waste. Now,
Williams went for 15 yards on just 3 targets in a dream week 4 matchup against the Seahawks. I have to ask, and it might seem weird, is Isaiah Ford more valuable than Preston Williams?
No, but if I owned Preston Williams, I'd try to sell him. There's got to be a truther out there still. Like, how disappointing. How disappointing has Preston Williams been? Like, it's Seattle. Giving up the most yards to wide receivers. And Ryan Fitzpatrick lays a dud. And Preston Williams has had one touchdown on the year? I had him. I was in on him in a few leagues. And I'm just so done. So done.
Browns running back Nick Chubb is being placed on injured reserve and will miss several weeks. Chubb left Sunday's game against the Cowboys with the MCL injury. ESPN's Adam Schefter said Chubb could be out as long as 6 weeks. Kareem Hunt replaced Chubb and looked good doing it. He had 11 carries, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. And then D'Ernest Johnson actually saw 13 rushes in week 4 after Chubb exited. And week 5, it's the Colts.
13 rushes. That, correct me if I'm wrong. That's more than Mr. Kareem Hunt had.
Sure is.
Oh. Look at that. Look at that. You think he's owned in less than 50% of leagues, Justin?
You know, I went out and went for D'Ernest Johnson everywhere. Just for, you don't know what's going to happen the next few weeks. What if Kareem Hunt goes down? Johnson's
right?
The guy.
In Scott Fishbowl, I put a $45 fab bid on Mr. D'Ernest Johnson. Mm-hmm. And I got him.
Yep. With a $100 budget in a league, a 16-team league, I got him for $24, which was disgusting. And somebody came to me after waivers went through and offered me $60.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They forgot to do their waiver, didn't they?
Yeah. I was like, nah, you got to do more than that. It's like, I need draft picks too. So
we'll see how that goes. Here's my question for you and the Browns. What happens when they don't miss a beat without Chubb? They're the same Browns they are now. What does that mean for Chubb? Because everyone talks about Chubb being this elite running back. If Hunt tears it up and D'Ernest Johnson does well, does that mean Chubb is just a system running back? Does that mean that he's not really that good? He's just in a good situation?
Let's be fair. In the 4 games that Chubb played, he did have over 100 yards. In 2 of them, he scored 4 touchdounds through 4 games. He's looked really, 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 really good. I get what you're saying.
So has Kareem Hunt.
I completely understand that. But Kareem Hunt looked really good before he got kicked off the Chiefs.
Pun intended there.
Thank you. I was waiting for somebody.
So,
I don't know. Running backs are a dime a dozen to the NFL. Governors. Unity? No, governors. Excuse me.
General managers?
No. Definitely not the O word.
Others?
Sure. Also should be mentioned, it kind of broke out like before we went on the air. Corey Davis has the Rona, so he's out week five.
CD, COVID Davis.
Yeah, wear a damn mask. The Texans also fired. Go ahead.
You see the Titans? They had a workout when they weren't supposed to be working out.
Terrible.
Like, that's how it all blew up. They're going to have to forfeit this week is the rumor, is that they're going to forfeit their game against the Bills, but the Steelers have to reschedule.
It's trash. Trash. You got this gift of getting to play another season, get paid, and they're going to throw it away. I don't know. That just drives me nuts. We were this close to football not happening at all.
Right. The Patriots, Cam getting it, kind of scared everybody thinking it's all going to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Titans not following the rules.
Good thing it's all a hoax, Matt. So the Texans actually – talk about
Bob. Yeah, here we go. Talk about Bob.
The Texans have fired head coach and GM Bill O'Brien. I guess, you know, when you think about it, trading away the best wide receiver in the league, sandbagging a franchise quarterback, and going 0-4 will make you lose your job. Romeo Crennel, how you doing?
J.J. Watt called him out. That's who – led the players' revolt against good old Bob.
You can't have that much talent on a team and then just, like, flush it away. And trading away, you were, like, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL.
It's arguable, yeah.
It's crazy. And for what they got, they got such little return on that dollar, too. Just unbelievable.
They got David Johnson, Justin.
That's my point. That's my point. Romeo Crennel, though. How you doing?
Yeah. Who's the next head coach?
Romeo Crennel.
Ooh, that's a hot take. Everybody wants to leave it to Crennel.
Romeo Crennel has a decent situation here. I believe he's done this before. He's come in as an interim and then end up as the head coach the next season. Didn't he do it with the Browns? I could be very maybe wrong. He's been with a lot of teams. Crennel's a very experienced coach. He has. Yeah. He's inheriting.
But he's not a good one.
He's
he's got experience, but what's he? He's one of those Patriot coaches that doesn't have any. Never had success as a head coach. Great defensive coordinator, awesome. Got Mike Vrabel a head coaching job, but hasn't ever won anything himself.
Well, he has David Johnson now. He has J.J. Watt. He has Deshaun Watson. Like, he can do a lot worse.
Let's talk fantasy value, dynasty value here. Is Deshaun Watson – what's Deshaun Watson's dynasty value in a Superflex league?
I don't know.
Would you trade Deshaun Watson for Josh Allen?
Absolutely not. I'd rather have Josh Allen.
You'd rather have Josh Allen than Deshaun
100%.
Watson. See, I think that's a drop in Watson's value. Watson was what, top five before the season? I mean, you go.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Mahomes, Lamar, Dak, Kyler, Josh Allen, Watson.
I wasn't listening to any of that. If according to DynastyTradeCalculator.com,
stop guessing. Start calculating.
Deshaun Watson is worth less than Josh Allen by about 6 points.
Okay.
Both are considered extremely valuable in a two-quarterback league of about 12 teams.
Joe Burrow or Deshaun Watson?
You know what?
Name game.
Give me Joe Burrow. And I know that's – and DTC disagrees, but give me Joe Burrow. We've seen Joe Burrow look really good, and he's done it all without AJ Green, by the way, who we're going to talk about in a minute.
I'll buy Watson now. If everyone's going to sell Watson at a discount, sure, I'll buy him. Because you assume whoever the next head coach is going to be someone that will get along with Deshaun Watson and build up his strengths. Now, he won't have Hopkins to throw the ball to, but if Eric Bieniemy gets that job, Watson's value goes through the roof. If Dabo Sweeney comes up from Clemson and starts coaching the Houston Texans, I like Watson's value a lot.
Okay.
He's a good buy low right now because everyone's freaking out about the head coaching switch.
That's a really good point. Maybe the best time to buy him is in a couple of weeks when he's, you know. I just feel like if you're Romeo Crennel, don't you tell the guy, like, just go freaking throw the ball. Like, go out there and wing it. Let's air it out. Let's try to figure something else out, because, like, whatever they're doing right now isn't working.
I've seen some takes where finally Duke Johnson's going to get a real shot because he'll have a head coach that knows how to use him or something.
Ugh. Not a fan of that take. Not a fan at all.
They're bad. They can't get any worse. They're 0-4.
AJ Green caught 1 of 5 targets for 3 yards in week 4 against the Jags. It's another nondescript week for Green, who hasn't gone over 60 yards in any game. Green looked to have a shoulder injury and spent some time on the sideline in the second half. He's on pace for just 56 catches on the year, 484 yards through the first month of the season. So we have a pretty decent, like, you know, amount of time to go off of. Yeah. Matt, are we seeing AJ Green get, like, back into football shape here, or is this just Father Time beating that ass?
He does not look good. And you had a hotshot rookie quarterback coming in, looking to throw the ball around. I was higher on AJ Green than most.
Oh man, the value was so crazy too.
Yeah. And I'm not buying him. Somebody offered me AJ Green for a second round pick in a dynasty league, and I declined that thing so fast it's not even funny.
Yeah. I think you have to be a real, real believer in AJ Green to consider something like that.
Which I understand. The guy must have listened to the podcast because he knew I was a believer, but
man, I'm not that much of a believer. I had to try. If you're an AJ Green owner, you're not taking a third pick for him, though. Like, you're not doing that. You're holding on to it. Right. If you can get a second for AJ Green, oh my God, go do it now.
Absolutely.
In any format. Do that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to do it. But if you can get that, do it.
What do you think of T. Higgins? My boy T. Higgy.
I'm not a big T. Higgins fan, but he's producing. I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not. But he's producing.
I mean, 12 catches.
Yeah.
150 yards.
Got a touchdown.
How can you hate on a guy named T. Higgy?
I like Justin Jefferson more.
Justin Jefferson played 77% of the Vikings' offensive snaps in week 4 against the Texans. The rookie finished with another 100-yard performance on 5 targets. His week 4 snap count is yet another indication that Jefferson is ingrained in the Minnesota offense. Next week matchup is against Seattle. I think most people are going to say that's a must.
All their cornerbacks are hurt. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I look at Justin Jefferson and I see upgraded Stephon Diggs. We're 4 games in.
How the can dude you say is going to be upgraded an all-star. Stephon Diggs. Look at Stephon Diggs' stats.
He's
still better.
Don't get me wrong. Stephon Diggs is a great wide receiver. I got no problem with Stephon Diggs. But Justin Jefferson, through 4 games, looks NFL ready. Looks like the star caliber wide receiver that we all hoped he was going to be. He's killing it. He looks good.
He does. Absolutely. I can't argue with that. I mean, can you imagine? Philly passed on him for Jalen Reagor.
Oh, brutal. Like,
Philly is – they're just not having any luck with wide receivers, and they had a golden opportunity to get Justin Jefferson, and they didn't.
Well, as you know, I'm a big Justin Jefferson guy. That was who I picked was going to be the top rookie wide receiver this year in a stacked draft class. We got so many talented wide receivers coming to the league this year.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is definitely one of them. He is the rookie wide receiver 1 at this point. Spoiler alert. But ooh. Justin Jefferson is a man amongst boys.
Justin Jefferson's good. It helps that he's got Adam Thielen on the other side. You know, you 100%. See these rookies having success, it's because there's other wide receivers to take away the coverage. So,
yeah, yep. you can't do it by yourself.
No.
Matt, should we play Who to Realist?
Who to Realist? I missed this game.
Okay, so let's play Who to Realist. Jerick McKinnon or Ronald Jones both had 20-plus catches or touches this week.
Rojo.
Rojo the Realist, huh?
Give me more Rojo. Yeah, because Rojo is the guy. Even if Fournette comes back, there's been a timeshare. McKinnon is behind Tevin Coleman, Raheem Mostert. Jeff Wilson, maybe. Jeff Wilson was a big letdown last week, but there's just so many mouths to feed in San Francisco. It's not about being the most talented, because any running back can produce in San Francisco, whereas I think Rojo is going to produce because he's the most talented back in Tampa.
McCann looks so good, Matt. He looks so
good. But he's not going to keep it. Mostert's coming back. Coleman's coming back.
You don't think that's
going to – no?
I'm just hoping he impresses them enough to where he still is a vital point of that offense.
Right, but when they come back, there's going to be less opportunities for him. You don't see his share of that backfield just dropping in a week or two?
I'm sure it's going to happen, but I just hope it doesn't. I really like McKinnon. You know that. Justin Herbie Herbert's 3 touchdowns or Philip Rivers' sub 200-yard game?
More real? Herbert's 3 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Dude looks good.
I would take Philip Rivers' sub 200-yard game. I think Philip Rivers is absolutely done, washed up completely.
Really?
He does not look like he wants to be there. He's not motivated. That team's not going anywhere. He is just cashing this in.
They're talking about him being there longer than a year.
No. I mean, I'm sure his kids need the money, but
yeah,
no.
He's got $1 million for each kid this year.
Where's Jacoby Brissett? Because I can't believe that Philip Rivers outplays him in practice.
They drafted a rookie, Jacob Eason.
Well, you go Rivers. Rivers gives you at least a chance to go 8-8, I guess. But
who's going to trade for Dwayne Haskins now?
Nobody.
Why?
He's going to sit on that bench until this offseason, and then they'll do something. Quarterbacks are too valuable.
If you believe that Rivers is trash, why wouldn't you go trade for Dwayne Haskins?
Because what I think of Rivers doesn't mean that's what the GM thinks of Rivers.
Oh, you don't think you're smarter than an NFL GM?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I'm just a lonely realtor podcast host.
All right.
Last one for you. Tim Patrick's wide receiver at Denver, his 100-yard game or T.Y. Hilton's 3 receptions?
Which one's more real?
Which one are we going to see more of?
Tim Patrick, which hurts me to say but everyone in Denver's hurt. Like, he's got opportunity. He's gonna be the guy. I mean, Sutton's out. KJ Hamler's out now. Noah Fant is out. Someone's got to catch balls in Denver, no matter who's throwing them. Whoever the quarterback's going to be, if it's Bortles or the other guy, you're the Broncos fan. You don't even know his name.
Ripien? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Probably.
Thank you. That's the perfect time to use probably. I didn't use it.
Yeah, I know.
Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. had 5 receptions for 81 yards and a pair of touchdowns in week 4 against the Cowboys. He also added 2 runs for 73 yards and a score. Odell had his best game as a Brown, and his long run on an end around actually clinched a very important win for the 3-1 Browns. Can't wait to see how they screw this up. I think most analysts would have called this a ceiling game for Odell Beckham Jr. as a Brown. He terrorized the Cowboys when he was a Giant, but I don't know. I don't think you're going to get much better than this the rest of the season. What say you?
For Odell or for the Browns?
For Odell.
I think Odell will be okay. He's not always going to play Dallas. I don't think it's his best game of the year, though. Dallas' defense is trash.
I really think that was the best game. Like, I don't think he tops that.
He had like 30-some points. Top that. So he caught, 2 touchdowns and ran one in?
Yeah.
But he didn't have a ton of receiving yards. Like that, it was a 55-yard rush.
It's 150 all-purpose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he'll have more.
Yards from scrimmage, excuse me.
I think he'll have more. I think he'll have a game where he has more than 150 yards from scrimmage. I don't know about the touchdown totals. But
Jets coach Adam
– weak.
Sorry. Jets coach Adam Gase said Sam Darnold suffered a shoulder sprain in week 4 against the Broncos. Darnold is expected to miss time. I think that was announced today. Joe Flacco will make his first start since week 8 of last year against the Cardinals this week. In related Jets news, they waived – is it Kalen Ballage? It doesn't matter.
Ballage.
Yeah, he didn't do much, which kind of tells me that Le'Veon Bell is – pretty damn close to
retirement. He's back. He's back.
I don't know if he's going to be back in full capacity, though.
I went out and picked up Le'Veon Bell because I thought by now Adam Gase would be fired and Bell will explode with his talent and a good head coach. But that has not happened yet.
No, they're rolling with Gase.
Just why?
I know. So, yeah, why? Sam Darnold's out. We're going to see if it was more of a Darnold problem or a Gase problem or what else was going on there. But a lot of people wanted to blame Darnold. So
if the Jets get the first pick, what are they taking Lawrence and leaving Darnold out to dry?
I think at that point, like, it depends on how the rest of the season goes. But, yeah, I think you got to consider it. At the very least, you consider it. Man. But now you got Joe Flacco, so you're probably okay.
Yeah, Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco.
Thank you.
Put some respect on that name.
Washington football team. Who said that first? What's that meme from? Do you know?
What?
Put some respect on my name.
Is that a
You know what South that's Park? From, or do you just see the
meme? Is that a South Park? I don't even know what's a meme. I thought those were memes.
Shut up. that's Birdman on Breakfast Club. Pretty popular hip-hop radio show.
Not the movie from the 80s?
No, Birdman don't was not in the movie.
Forget about me.
Washington football team running back Antonio Gibson rushed for 46 yards and one touchdown on 13 carries against the Baltimore Ravens in week 4. He also caught 4 passes for 82 yards during the game. Is this a breakout game?
The committee. It's still a committee.
But was that a breakout game for Antonio Gibson? There are a lot of people spending some pretty crazy draft capital for Antonio Gibson right now.
It's so dumb.
We're just desperate for running backs, Matt. Don't blame us.
You should have bought Rojo when you had the chance.
A lot of us did. A lot of us did. And look where – he was so bad for so long. He couldn't beat out Peyton frickin' Barber.
Neither could Antonio Gibson week 1. So
fair. Very fair. He must be a hell of a guy at practice.
People love Barber. Peyton Barber.
Peyton the Barbarian. Outside of Scary Terry, like, let's eliminate Scary Terry from this equation.
Okay.
Is Gibson the only Washington player worth rostering right now in dynasty formats?
Logan Thomas is good in tight end premium.
Stop it. Freaking stop it. Logan Thomas is a stopgap tight end. He will not be relevant, if you can even call him relevant now. He will be relevant next year.
He has a nice market share of that passing attack, Justin.
Logan Thomas is one of those guys where, like, if he's on your waiver wire, you have a spot, yeah, you pick him up. But he's going to be one of the guys you cut this year or this offseason when you draft somebody.
You want to know who I'm buying on the Washington Redskins team right now?
Steven Sims.
I own Steven Sims everywhere, so I can't buy him. No, Dwayne Haskins. Buy him super cheap right now. Everybody's panic selling.
Quarterbacks.
Why would you not? What do you have to – what does he cost right
because
now?
A third-round pick?
A third-round pick?
You're not even spending that for him in a standard 12-team dynasty.
No, picking him up off waivers, so it doesn't really cost you anything.
I would rather take, like, the third-string running back in Washington right now, or one of the San Francisco guys, or one of the New England guys, because who the hell knows who's going to perform the week you need him.
Rex Burkhead always performs.
I love J.J. Taylor, by the way. I feel like that's somebody we got to talk about eventually. J.J. Taylor's so fun. Fun player.
You've been saying that name for like 3 years now.
Shut up. In other Washington news, Haskins was benched, like we talked about. Kyle Allen starting. Is Kyle Allen an upgrade for the wide receivers there? Because I think he is. He can't be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you say Dwayne Haskins just had his first 300-yard game. The head coach said, came out and said, you need to be better. Dwayne Haskins was better, and they benched him.
Ron Rivera is not made for 2020 NFL football. I'm sorry. Ron Rivera does not fit.
Ron Rivera coached in a Super Bowl.
Apparently, if you coach in one Super Bowl, you're okay for how long?
You could be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
I've just never been a big Ron Rivera guy.
Riverboat Ron. He's got the nickname and everything. He's changing the culture there.
He had Cam Newton in his prime, an athletic freak. A freaking physical specimen.
He got paid more in college than he did in the NFL.
Ron Rivera just.
Really? The man that developed Christian McCaffrey, you're going to.
developed Christian McCaffrey, you need to walk that back right now. Turn the frick around and walk that back. Don't even.
He found him. Antonio Gibson's the next Christian McCaffrey, Justin.
Ed McCaffrey made Christian McCaffrey. That's all you
literally,
need to know.
Literally. He's his dynasty dad.
Last story for you, Matt. Then we're going to talk about the hot takes. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Austin Eckler is expected to miss multiple weeks. An MRI will confirm the diagnosis, but it looks like Eckler is dealing with a hamstring injury. And
those are no fun. I've had multiple hamstring injuries.
Well, they're definitely not a soft tissue issue.
Wait, a hamstring's not a soft tissue?
Do I look like a doctor to you, Matt? I'm not a doctor. I'm a fantasy analyst.
All right.
Eckler was seen on crutches with a brace after his week 4 game. It's possible the Chargers put Eckler on short-term injury reserve. That would sideline him for at least the next 3 games. With Eckler sidelined, though, Joshua Kelly and Justin Jackson, they're going to battle things out in what will probably be a 2-back committee, let's be honest. Kelly has looked solid when he hasn't been fumbling, and Jackson just returned from his week 1 injury this week, and he had 8 touches. I mean, they're trying to get him involved.
Yeah, Justin Jackson's your boy.
If you had to start one this week.
Josh Kelly?
Is it close?
No. Should it be? No. Look at what Kelly's done.
I think statistically speaking, Josh Kelly is probably the more – like, you project him to have a higher score.
Yeah, since he's the starter, I would usually deal with that.
It's going to be a committee, and you know it's going to be a committee. You know it's going to be a committee.
Justin Jackson hasn't done anything in 3 years.
That is absolutely, unequivocally fucking false. Don't even say that.
What is with you tonight?
That's not true.
What has he done? You've been on the Justin Jackson train for years. Tell me why this man is the one to do it.
I wish they wouldn't have kept Eckler. I wish they would have did something else with Eckler. I really do. Because I think if Justin Jackson had the chance, he could be a freaking madman.
Justin Jackson is so important that Roto World doesn't even have his picture up.
That's not true.
I'm looking at it right now.
That says a lot more about NBC's Roto World than anything else. That doesn't say anything about Justin Jackson.
Justin Jackson rushed 6 times for 9 yards.
Yeah. It was a tough game, Matt. What did Josh Kelly do on the ground?
Against the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tom Brady Josh back there somewhere.
Yeah, on defense. He's going to chase you
Justin
down.
Justin Jackson's problem has never been like – I mean, he's had problems, don't get me wrong. But his biggest problem is staying on the field. He can't stay on the field. His rookie season, 2018, played 13 games. His 2019 season, last season, only played 7. So far, he's already missed 2. But when Justin Jackson plays, electric.
He gets 9 carries for 8 yards.
Electric. There's just something about Justin Jackson, dude. There's just something about him.
Josh Kelly rushed 9 times for 7 yards, but he caught 3 of 3 targets. Like, Herbert slings the ball around. They don't run. He's a passing maniac out there.
Passing maniac.
Passing maniac. And you can't go back to Tyrod. I don't care. I hate to burst that bubble or lung,
whatever. I agree, but
whatever.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch because everybody had such high hopes for Tyrod. And it feels like Tyrod's entire career has been like, there's been a group of people that are saying, you need to start him, you need to start him, you need to start him. And there's always been a really good reason not to. And then this happens. It's disappointing. It is disappointing, but I agree. You have to start the rookie. You can't
he's
go back
tearing
now.
It up. And the argument is, oh, he's not winning games. Great. Great. He looks really good doing it. You got to give him – you drafted him 7th overall. He looks like he can hold his own. What? Why? Why not? Was Tyrod Taylor really that good? Didn't look good week 1.
No, he didn't. It's really a deflating situation. Matt, should we –
just who let the air out? I mean,
who let the air out? That's terrible. Okay. You know what we need?
We're going to do Renegades?
We need Renegades. Here we go. Renegades! Renegades! Renegade time.
Oh, we're going to recap last week real quick. Jeff Wilson, almost as good as Justin Jackson. 3 rushes, 6 yards. But the big man, Mo Alie-Cox, touchdown. And another touchdown. 3 straight games with 100 yards or a touchdown. Can't say enough about Mr. Cox. So this week, we've already talked about one of these guys. And it's pretty obvious, and it's pretty straightforward. D'Ernest Johnson, owned in less than 50% of NFL leagues, came off the bench when Nick Chubb got hurt. Team high, 13 carries, 7.3 yards per attempt. Kareem Hunt's there. Like, that's obvious. No big deal, whatever. Like, that's a known factor. But Johnson's going to get carries. That is a run-first offense. Even if they split 70-30, 60-40, he is like one play away from being the number one running back in a run-first offense. Like, go get him. Pick him up. Stash him. Can't hurt. Number two, this guy, I like this guy. He's fast. He's in an offense that doesn't have a solid wide receiver too. And he's got a connection with his new starting quarterback, Darnell Mooney. Out-snapped and out-targeted Anthony Miller last 3 games. Out-snapped 136 to 116. Out-targeted 17 to 13. Fifth-round rookie, Nick Foles. They like each other, man. And Allen Robinson, in the time that Foles has been playing, has 131 air yards. Mooney, 123. Targets, Allen Robinson, 10. Mooney, 9. Mooney's the wide receiver 2 in Chicago. Easy. They're lacking weapons. He's the guy to get. Go pick him up now. Stash him. Dynasty, if you don't own him, go get him.
There you have it. There you have it. Renegades run wild.
Let's do these hot takes. I love them. I was looking at them. I'm killing it.
Yeah, for those new to the show, we like to do our hot takes before the season starts, the very last episode before the season starts. And unlike other podcasts, we actually stand by our hot takes. We stand by them all season long. And every 2 weeks, we're going to check in and give you guys the update on them. So keep in mind, this was before week one, so don't call us idiots. And if you do, be sure you do it on Twitter. Get us something out of it.
At Dynasty Dads.
J.K. Dobbins finishes the season as the running back 3rd or worse in Baltimore was my first hot take. Dobbins is clearly the RB1 in Baltimore, but he only leads Mark Ingram by 0.1. So, still close, but pretty far ahead of the RB3 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill is currently ranked as the 22nd quarterback in, according to DTC at that time. I said he finishes top 5. Well, yikes. He's QB 23. He's already had a bye. Not really.
He's going to have another bye this week.
I then said that there won't be a Detroit or a Washington running back that finishes top 20 at their position. Currently, the only one anywhere near it, Antonio Gibson, running back 18.
So you're close.
I said N'Keal Harry actually outscores Julian Edelman in PPR leagues. That was a pretty hot take. Currently, yeah. Edelman leads with 16 points, so about 4 points per game so far.
Harry's been involved.
Absolutely. Harry looks really good. I don't think he's – I'm not sure. I used to say – like I know I said last year, like, dude is going to be a stud wide receiver, first-round caliber kind of guy, like, every year, trade value-wise. I've backed off of that quite a bit. But he does look good. I think he's going to be one of those guys. Like, he's a really good, like, pro wide receiver, but not really a great fantasy guy. I said Jonnu Smith, top 8 tight end. He is currently the tight end 8 with a bye week. So Jonnu Smith is pretty good. Tight ends are pretty bad in general.
I'll give you that one. I'd say that's a win. I mean, I know the season's not over as long, but that one's looking like it's going to hit.
I said Rob Gronkowski finishes outside the top 25 tight ends. He is currently tight end 36, and he hasn't looked good.
But O.J. Howard just left.
O.J. Howard wasn't taking that many snaps away from Gronk.
Just telling you, now there's more snaps for Gronk to have.
Well, let's go on to yours. You said Todd Gurley finishes as a top 10 running back. He's currently RB19. He's right there.
Okay.
You said Phillip Rivers finishes as the QB or as a QB one, excuse me. At the time he was being drafted as QB 32. He's currently QB 28.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah, it's not.
You said Antonio Gibson finishes outside the top 36 as a running back. He's running back 18. I think you're going to regret that one.
Yeah, but what is he, wide receiver? Because that's what he played in college.
You said Keenan Allen finishes as a wide receiver one again. He's currently wide receiver 14. Definitely right close. There.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen is one of the best wide receivers in the league. Like,
wow. For sure. For you to say that.
I've come around. I started coming around last season. He's definitely a top tier wide receiver. Just an all around really, really good player.
Yeah. He shook that injury tag that he had early and has been tearing it up.
Yep. You said Dawson Knox is a top 12 tight end. Unless he scores like two catches and one touchdown next week, he's not going to be that. Because that's all it takes. Get it?
Yeah. Again, he's, two catches he's tight and one
end,
touchdown.
Yeah. He's tight end 47.
That tight ends change so fast.
They do. They do. He's going to need a couple of decent weeks to get up there, though. You said that Rojo is going to be greater than Big Len. Rojo has a 15-point lead. It's going to probably be more this week. At least you would hope so.
Yeah.
That's something. We picked our top rookie finishers. You and I both said that Joe Burrow is going to be the top quarterback. He's currently the top quarterback, and he's also QB9 overall.
Yes.
The guy in the charges might give him a run for his money eventually, but
is he? Right, this I'm going to go a little. I'm going to change something real quick, but it's Burrow related. Is he a top 12 dynasty asset right now?
Overall,
Superflex.
Overall. Oh, absolutely. Superflex, absolutely.
Top 12.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. For running back, I said Jonathan Taylor was going to be your top rookie. You said Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That's the one.
Yeah, CEH is currently the top rookie running back at running back 12 overall, and then Jonathan Taylor is running back 16, so that's a very close race.
And they both have their blemishes, but give me CEH.
A wide receiver, I said Justin Jefferson. You said Jalen Reagor. Currently, CeeDee Lamb is the top wide receiver, and he's wide receiver 16 overall. Jefferson is currently the wide receiver 21, and Reagor is on the IR. Are you admitting defeat on the Reagor take?
Can't spell Reagor without IR. Yes, you can. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably, because he's not coming back till week 10, so it's – I hate to say it, but there was no one there. Like, there's no one in Philly. They need a guy. How I thought he was going to be the one.
Alshon Jeffrey is there.
Alshon Jeffrey hasn't played a game in, what, 27 weeks?
At a tight end, we both hated to pick anybody. I took Cole Kmet out of Chicago. He has 2 points on the season. You took Adam Trautman. He has 6 points on the season. So, woo-hoo. Yeah, it's not going to be a big rookie tight end year.
Rookie in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Now that Njoku's out, I don't know.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Could we have a decent rookie tight end in the class?
Austin Hooper made a terrible choice going there.
They signed him because he can block.
I know, but you were scoring touchdowns elsewhere in the ATL.
You know what? He's getting paid regardless.
Very true. We'll see how much longer that lasts, though. Okay. That's it, Matt. That's all the hot takes. That's all I got. That's it. That's a show.
Man. Seems like a lot. Heavy.
Heavy. A lot of substance there, a lot to think about, I guess.
Yeah. We didn't say anything crazy.
Well, no. Nothing's going to get us fired. We said plenty of stuff last week that's going to get us fired. But we're still here. They haven't fired us yet.
Not going to get fired. These people love us.
I don't want to drop that sweet, sweet dynastytradecalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Money. Oh. If you want to connect with Matt or I for whatever reason, be sure to hit us up on Twitter. We're at Dynasty Dads. Matt is on there quite a bit, so send your hate tweets that way. You can also check out DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Guessing. Start calculating.
For their amazing calculator software, as well as that will be the place to buy any kind of swag from, any of the DTC podcasts or anybody like that, or just help support the site. help support your dynasty dads, whatever you want to do, and figure out a way to crush your competition via trades. Matt, anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Good luck getting your kids to bed tomorrow.
Thanks. All right, gonna need it.
Peace.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, dynastydads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.